Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also joining us online worldwide via our podcast, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, are you saying yes to yourself, and are you connecting yourself with individuals who are not only motivating you to go forward, but also inspiring you to do the same thing? Well, our next guest has been able to build a platform based on just that. We're excited to welcome back best-selling author Chanel Coleman Wesley to our broadcast today. We want to talk to her not only about the success of her book, She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically, but also what it's been like for her to lead a movement both online and offline to be able to encourage other women to not only to say yes to themselves, but also to empower others along the way. She has a lot of great things coming up. We're going to talk to her about that and let you guys know how to stay connected with her as well. Chanel, my friend, always a pleasure speaking with you. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Cyrus, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. As I mentioned, you have a lot of things coming up, both online and offline. We're going to get more into that. But I want to talk about that, Chanel. What has it been like for you to be at the forefront of this movement? And it really has become a movement. You started this really by sharing your own story. And then, of course, you followed up your book, She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically, with the Empower Her Guide. What has it been like for you to show by example, especially with women, what's possible in their lives?
Cyrus, that's a great question. I believe it's just really humbling, number one, just to be able to connect with women, to be able to provide insights, to be able to touch people in different spaces. Like I said, it's just been something that's been empowering to me to see other women be empowered by their own stories as well.
So let's talk about the courage, though, to do it, though, Chanel, because part of what happens is, you know, in the world we live in, I know I'm a Southern boy, so, you know, we're told you don't brag on yourself, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to be humble, you know, you're supposed to treat others, you know, as being superior to you. What has that been like for you to know that your story does have power and that your story needs to be told?
You know what, Cyrus, I think it's just all about owning your worth. And I think sometimes just being a woman and a Christian, you know, you feel as if you're supposed to be at this lower part of the totem pole, and just recognizing your true identity in Christ and being able to celebrate that. And it's okay to kind of be able to tote your rag a little bit on your record. And just like I said, as long as it's in a point where you're being still able to remain that humility, but also being able to talk about what God has allowed you to be able to do. It's been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and Chanel, I have to say, because I've seen it by example, that because I for our audience out there, I get on Chanel about this sometime. Chanel will go to make sure that other people get the spotlight. She doesn't worry so much even about herself. But I want to talk about what that's been like for you to pour into people the way you have, because I think that's part of the respect that so many have for you, Chanel, is that you are so selfless in that. What has that been like for you to show other women not only that they have worth, but also they have value?
You know what, Cyrus, I think that it's really important for us to be able to change the narrative. I think for too long we've heard that women have to be in competition with each other. And so most of the time we're sizing women up, you know, and looking at her as if, you know, she's trying to take something from you. But being raised by a Christian woman who just really had some really high things for just women and just, you know, faith and family and connection and community has really helped to just kind of place how I see things. And so I'm all about, you know, lending to and building up others. And I don't feel like in any way helping someone else shine diminishes my light in any capacity.
Yeah. I think most of our audience, especially those tuning in on the podcast side, should now know the power of the internet, and we all have connected with individuals because of it. You and I have never met in person, but we have definitely built a great rapport and friendship online. But you've taken it a step further. You've taken this message offline as well. Talk to us about the importance of that, because you've hosted summits. You're now hosting these meet and greets. You have events that are coming up we're going to talk about. Why has it been so important for you to have that human-to-human connection?
Cyrus, I think there, you know, you get a chance to meet people online, and it's refreshing when you meet them in person and they're exactly the way that they are when you've met them online. And I want to say there's nothing like, you know, touch, you know, just being able to touch a person and to be able to talk to them and to be able to embrace. I'm a hugger by nature. So, you know, those things are, you know, they're therapeutic and it's a release. So being able to actually see women, hear their take off my story, being able to share points with them, being able to have that personal touch has been also therapeutic, and it's an exchange for me as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I know it's something that people appreciate. And you've done this in a variety of ways. I mean, recently, of course, you were in Texas, being able to be with a powerful group of women. You've been doing it with women in media. What has that been like for you to see what is possible, Chanel, just by stepping out on faith and doing the work?
It's been a game changer. It's really changed the way that I see things. There, before, there was a point where I felt like I had to have all the things like lined up in a perfect row, and think that sometimes you're not supposed to be scared in order for you to do things, but doing it scared has allowed me to do other things and to be able to make connections with some amazing women has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, and one of those amazing women you've been able to connect yourself with is Tina Marie Fowler. She also is joining us for this segment as well. Tina Marie, great to have you on the program with us today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I was dialing in, and, you know, technology is. So I'm glad I got on.
Well, Tina Marie, we were just talking to Chanel about, you know, the importance of stepping out on faith and seeing the rewards of doing the work. I want to ask you about that. What has it been like for you to seeing how your faith has been rewarded and the work is being appreciated?
Well, you know, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine about how standing strong in your faith, how rewarding it is. How sometimes when things just seem so overwhelming and so frustrating, you just sit still and nestle in the faith that you have in God and watch all the things manifest, right? The faith without work is dead. And I always, you know, hear the repetitive sound of the Holy Spirit, keep working, keep working. I got it, keep working. I'll fill in the gaps, you keep working. I'll make the financial provisions, you just keep working. I will provide the space, you keep impacting the women. I will continue to connect you with the right women so you guys can forge together and keep impacting more women. Expand your reach, keep working. And so it's important to hold your faith because it will never let you down. It may not be on your time, but I promise you, and I know it's cliche and people say it all the time, but God is always right on time.
Right. It's such a great point. We were talking to Chanel, Tina Marie, about the importance of saying yes to yourself. And for some people, that is selfish. But when did you realize the importance and the necessity of making sure that you were putting yourself first?
I realized it when, as I work with so many women, right? My organization is for the empowerment, inspiration, and healing of middle-aged women. And I recognized it when I was depleted at the end of the day and I had no more to give myself. I was exhausted and I couldn't even hold my head up to pray out, to talk to myself, to affirm what a good job I'm doing. And when you come to that point where you're not even validating yourself in the work that you're doing, you have to recognize that how can you do it to someone else to the best capacity you can if you can't even do it for you. So recognizing that I needed to stand in the mirror to affirm myself, you're doing a great job, allows me to give that same level of compassion and grace because I have to give myself so much grace. You can't do it all. And so now when I look at other women, they're exhausted. I understand the feeling because I've taken that time out to re-identify who I am and what I need to keep going and keep pushing through.
Yeah. Chanel, I want to bring you back in the conversation. What has connecting with women like Tina Marie, what has that been like for you and not only keeping you motivated, but also keeping you inspired?
Cyrus, I love the question. Meeting Tina Marie has been a game changer for me. She's a woman of faith. She's a woman of tenacity, but she's also a woman of character and hard work and resilience. things that I, qualities that I truly admire. Being a part of the Bridge Builder Sister Connections has definitely been something that's been inspirational to me. You have a community of women who are pouring into each other, you know, selflessly. And it's just been able to help me to be able to revision how I see my business, how I conduct myself as a woman, how I give, how I show up. And so it's been something that has been really, truly monumental to me in my own life.
I want to talk about the power of collab, and it seemed like we lost Tina Marie, but she's able to get back in. But I want to talk about the power of collab here, Chanel, if we have her back. So I'm going to ask you this question, then we'll ask Tina Marie about it as well, because I think a lot of times people don't get that part, Chanel, that you're working with someone that's not dim your light. How important has that been for you to share with other women, the importance and the power of doing things together?
Cyrus, that in itself has just up-leveled the way that I play the game, the way that I show up, how I conduct my business. I think that, you know, changing the narrative, you know, is really essential. It's just like lionesses when they go out to hunt. You know, they are working in stealth mode together. Their eyes are on the prey. They're trained. They're focused. They're ready to attack. And they're able to be able to hit their targets from various standpoints. You know what I mean? And no one is looking at the other sister, like, giving her the side eye, like, you know, she thinks she's doing too much. They're like, no, go, sis. And when you have that type of tribe mentality, you're just truly unstoppable.
Yeah. Tina Marie, I want to ask you the same question. I mean, a lot of times people don't realize the importance and the power of collaboration. But what has that been like for you in your work to be able to show people how there really is strength in numbers?
It's my favorite thing to do. My tagline is Tina Marie, the Bridge Builder, empowering and connecting women for over 25 years. Connecting and bringing women together to unify their efforts is one of the most powerful things we can do as humans, not even just specifically women, but brotherhood and sisterhood, working together on a communal level to serve the greater good of humanity. That's my biggest talk and my biggest takeaway is that we work better together, and giving someone a space to highlight who they are, as Chanel will be highlighted here on this Sunday, giving women a platform to highlight who they are so they can join forces with other women and connect them to other women, and the connection just continues. And so we're all kind of linked in arms, as Chanel said about the lioness, and we're all able to link an arm, and we're all able to tackle, use our strengths to pull each other up, because we are weak in some places, and we have a sister that is strong in that place, and she may be weak in this place, and I may be strong in this place, and we're able to do all of that collectively as one unit, and it's just an amazing sight to see women shining all together in their respective lights. Like, you know, there's an interview that they had with Kelly Rowland about Beyonce and how does it feel to be around a light force that bright. And she had to tell the reporter, I'm a light force too, right? I'm also a light force. And to be taken away, no one's light is bigger than the other one's, right? It's about our individual light and respecting it and giving each other a space to shine without any competition, without any malice towards another woman and her light, but being able to beam in there with her and watching these women when they come together on Sunday, it's going to be a light show with all of these amazing women collaborating together.
Well, Tina Marie, since you brought that up, tell us more about what's coming up this Sunday.
Motivational Speakers Forum and Luncheon, a day of healing for middle-aged women. I am so happy to be the visionary behind this platform. It is a day of healing for middle-aged women. Middle-aged women get on this platform and tell their stories of triumph. They get on the stage and tell their stories of resetting their lives and starting over again and the middle part of their lives. Letting women know that sitting in the audience, whether you're 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or even 80, it's not too late for you to start again. someone's story on this platform, on this stage, will resonate with you and give you the fuel that you've probably been looking for, you know, the togetherness, the connecting of, wow, my story is just like hers, and I thought it was too late because I'm 52 and I don't have an education. I can't go back to school. Or, wow, I'm 48 and I wanted to start a business, and I thought it was too late for me, but I can start a business. All of these things will be happening here on this platform on Sunday, April 14th. And we are so excited to bring the energy for all these middle-aged women that will be in the audience and middle-aged women supporters, right? So some daughters will be there with their moms. Some nieces will be there with their aunts. And we're looking to just light up the stage and allow these women to leave with hope, leave with hearing these testimonies of deliverance and taking that story with them to help further jumpstart their lives, if you will.
Right. It's a powerful thing. So, Chanel, what do you hope that to be able to bring to this platform this weekend that you want to be able to share with our audience?
Oh, Cyrus, I want to say that just being a part of the last Motivational Speakers Forum last year has been a game changer for me. I've impacted and touched with so many amazing women from the Bridge Builders connection. And so on this week, I really want to provide hope, healing, and empowerment for women. I want women who are feeling like, you know, they want to give up, like they want to give in. I want to speak to those women because I know what it feels like to be a woman who's on the cusp of giving up, of giving in. And I want her to be motivated. I want her to be encouraged. And I want her to be inspired to continue running her race.
Yeah, such a great thing. So, Chanel, outside of this weekend, you have other events that are coming up. Talk to us about that.
Oh, Cyrus, I am so excited because I'm finally getting to Phoenix. I was supposed to get there earlier this year, but I'm so happy I'm finally going to touch down in Phoenix this week. After that, I'll be over to Atlanta, Georgia. There is the book lounge with Kate Thurman coming up that Friday on April 19th. And then on April 20th, there'll be the sneaker soiree masquerade ball. We're doing that for a great cause. Angelically Blessed is going to be able to be sponsoring some things that are helping to impact those who are experiencing economic challenges as well as those who are facing impending evictions. And on Sunday, we'll be actually doing a She Said Yes to Herself unapologetically red carpet event. So I'm excited about the things that are happening this week and next weekend.
Lots of great things coming up for sure, and I'm so glad you all could be here to talk to us about it. Again, everyone, Chanel Coleman-Wesley has been our guest, along with Tina Marie Fowler, helping you guys understand the importance of saying yes to yourself, but also, of course, sharing some great information where you all can be able to connect both online and offline. So, Tina Marie, I want to start with you. Let our audience know how they can find out more information.
Oh, yes, they can follow me as Tina Marie, or they can simply Google me at Tina Marie, the Bridge Builder, and it will pull up all of my Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and our website. So Tina Marie, the Bridge Builder.com.
All right. And Chanel, how can they stay connected with you?
Cyrus, thanks again for allowing us to be on your platform. People can stay in touch with me. They can find me at SheSaidYesToHerself.com. But ladies, if you are in the Phoenix area, do not cheat yourself. Make sure you get your tickets and you are in the building. You can get those tickets at TinaMarieTheBridgeBuilder.com.
All right. Well, Chanel, Tina Marie, thank you again for the time. Great to be able to share what you all have going on, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thanks again, Cyrus.
Much for having me. I appreciate it.
Glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.